Hey, good morning, everyone. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 29. Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calve and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everything says glory. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. Amen. This is a psalm of David. Actually, really a powerful, powerful psalm. In the early church, they would actually sing this as a song. You know, the psalms are songs. That's basically what they are. They're worship songs, they're meditations, they're reflections, they're meant to be played with instruments, all kinds of different things. And so in the early church, it was very, very popular, very common that they would sing this song, especially in the middle of storms. So when thunder happened, when there was lightning, all these things happened, the church would gather all the children, the parents would gather the children, and they would sing Psalm 29, and it would remind everyone, because, you know, when you hear thunder, like my son, he's a bit sensitive to noise, and so when there's a lot of noise, he gets really afraid. You can imagine this is a way for parents to really ascribe to the Lord, and that's really what this passage is telling us. That the Lord, this is his mighty, his power, and it's quite beautiful. The word, this is in this psalm, is there's a uniqueness here in that the word Yahweh, the holy name of God, is used 18 times in this pass, in this psalm. And so it's really all centered on Jehovah. And you guys know the Hebrew name is so sacred, they don't even say it. They eliminate all the vowels. It's simply the way we transcribe it, YHWH. And so a devout Jew would actually never even utter what I just uttered just now. And thus the reverence for that name. And so David uses that name 18 times throughout, translated here as Lord, but it's Jehovah, it's Yahweh. And he starts off, and he says, ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty. Most likely, he's talking about angels or heavenly beings. And so he's kind of setting the order here, and he says, even you, sons of the mighty, or the sons of God, you need to ascribe to the Lord. In other words, you need to worship the Lord. You need to give the Lord credit. You need to acknowledge his lordship over our lives. Because ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Number two, verse two, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. And so we see here that David describes what worshiping means. What does it mean to ascribe to God? And what does it mean to give the Lord his due in all these things? And he says here, very simply, what you need to do, you need to ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. In other words, you need to acknowledge his supremacy. You need to acknowledge the greatness of God. So the first thing when we do, when we worship God, when we come and we praise his name, we acknowledge who he is. That's why the worship songs that we sing should be more about him than about us. You know, it should be more about the Lord is good, instead of, I'm going to worship the Lord, which is a lot of the modern worship songs are kind of like that. It's, if you, I mean, I don't want to go on a rant or anything like that, but if you actually really listen and watch the words, it's all about us. I will do this. I will stand up. I will worship. No, worship is not about me. It's not about us. It's about him. It's about him being magnified, and it's lifting him up. And so that's the first thing. You ascribe, you acknowledge his greatness. You acknowledge his supremacy. Whoever is leading worship today, I hope you just heard what I said, right? In any case. And so you acknowledge all of these things, glory to his name, and then you worship in holy array. This is the word worship, literally translated means bowing down. And so there's one part which is a mental, which is intellectual, which is emotional, which is you give to God all that's due his name. You acknowledge him. You give him praise in that way. But then with your body and our will, we bow down before the Lord. And you worship him. And the idea is in holy array, you bow down. The word in Greek, which is the same word, all right, in the Hebrew derivative, is the word proskuneo. Remember, kuno or kuneo is the word for dog, if you remember, right? Kunon and kunarion is the Greek word for dog. And so, or puppy in that way. And so the worship, the literal translation of the worship, you can imagine is, you know, if any of you guys are dog owners, you have a puppy and they're kneel down before the master and licking the master's hand. You know, pros, bowing down, and kuneo, right, like a dog. And so in that word, it's like a dog. And you've seen masters and dogs, right? You've seen dogs, and they're on their hind legs, and they're looking up to their master, and they're licking the master's hand. You know, basically ready to do the master's will. If the master, right, the dog owner had put a ball and threw the ball out, what would the dog do? You know, run quick and get the dog, right? If the master is a hunter and he shoots a duck or something, what does the dog do? Psh, runs and grabs a duck. Yeah, you get the idea, right? A frisbee or whatever the case may be. That's worship. That's the idea of worship. It's not just singing songs to the Lord. It's not just uttering certain things. We are ascribing by singing those songs, but it's an attitude of the heart. It's a bending of our will, and we're like, just think like little puppy. We're bowed down, and we're waiting for the commandment of the Lord. That's worship. That's proskuneo. That's the way that it's uttered to us. And so what is worship? Ascribe to the Lord, glory to his name, acknowledge his supremacy, and then you worship the Lord in holy array. You bow down before him. You're basically subordinating your will and your mind and your body to the will of the Lord. So it is important that when we worship God in the holy sanctuary, in his church, that we do bow down, literally bow down, that we do clap our hands. We do raise our hands before the Lord. You know what I mean? We dance. We do all these things. Our body is a part of that. That's what true worship means. And then he gets into this part of the seven voices of the Lord. And so what David is doing, most likely, most scholars believe what David is doing, he's in the middle of a storm. And so there's thunder happening, and while he's in the, while there's lightning and the storm is happening, he's meditating on the Lord. And the Lord is just giving him just deep words. And he says, there's seven voices of the Lord, okay? The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And so he may be out near the sea somewhere, probably not in Jerusalem at this time. He's probably out somewhere in the sea. And you know when noise hits water, you know what happens, right? It just has a reverberation. It has an incredible effect. And he says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. Right? It's not, I know you guys are Marvel fans. God, Thor is not the God of thunder. Okay? God is the God of, Yahweh is the God of thunder. And the Lord is over many waters. This is interesting because there's only one body of water. You can't really consider the Sea of Galilee to be a large body of water. It's the Mediterranean Sea. But yet David has this, so you can know that he's caught up in the Spirit because he sees many bodies of water all around. And he says, the Lord is over many of these waters. He's probably only seen one huge body, which is the Mediterranean, but he has a vision now. So he sees the voice of the Lord is majestic. It thunders. It is loud. And That's a little different than a lot of times, you know, when we try to hear God's voice. And for many of us, it's like, oh, it's so faint. You know, it's so minuscule. Like even if you breathe, you can miss it. And David is saying, no, that there's the voice of the Lord, which is loud, and it thunders over us. I looked this up. You know, thunder contains 10 million kilowatts of power. 10 million kilowatts of power. That's equivalent to a 20 kiloton nuclear warhead. I mean, this destroys cities. And this is just in the natural, okay? I'm talking about like thunder. Thunder contains 10 million kilowatts of power, which is equivalent to a 20 kiloton, not just 20 ton, 20 kiloton of a nuclear bomb. And so you can imagine, if that's powerful, you can imagine how powerful the voice of the Lord is. The voice of the Lord, we'll continue on. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon were known as the biggest and strongest, most powerful tree that's around. If you're familiar with wood, you know that cedar wood is quite quite strong. It's very dense wood, unlike pine. Pine is very easy to break. That's why whenever you go to like martial arts demonstrations, I guarantee they're not using cedar wood, right? They're using the cheapest wood, pine, usually plywood as well. You know, so it's so easy to break. But cedars don't break like that. And look in the end of verse 5. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces. I like the King James Version a little better. It says it breaks in splinters. And so you can imagine, you know, these little splinters that go into your fingers. That's how powerful the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord speaks, and it just breaks things in its path. It's so strong. It's so majestic. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf. Now he's talking about whole countries. Lebanon, obviously, a huge landmass. And then Sirion is the Sidonian term for Mount Hermon. And so very famous mount throughout the Bible. And he says, and it makes them, you know, skip like a calf, and Sirion like a wild ox. Interesting enough, just a little bit of trivia for you. Interesting enough, in the King James Version, the young wild ox, you know what it's translated as? Unicorn. Oh, is that what you said, Donald? Yeah, unicorn. It's crazy. Maybe there was a genetic defect or mutation, and you know, one of the animals, you know, maybe they saw reindeer or something, I don't know, but only had one horn, and so they call it a unicorn or something. But Sirion is Mount Hermon. He says it makes the voice of God makes it skip, even makes a whole mountain. Can you know the deer at the slightest sound will move and skip. You've seen National Geographic. You know, you've seen hunters, or you've seen animals preying on the deer. And you know, it's the same picture, right? The deer looks, and then he stops what he's doing. And at the moment of a little sound, his muscles flinch, and he's off. That's how sensitive. And he says, what does the voice of the Lord do? He even makes whole land masses skip like a deer. That's pretty cool. David, crazy poetic, man. Right, and Sirion, and even these huge mountains like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. That is the poetic poetic term for lightning. Okay, that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about some dragon or anything like that. He's just talking about lightning. This is what it's like. And so the voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. Shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. Kadesh is one of the most popular forests or wildernesses out there. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calve and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everything says glory. Can you imagine? Even the deer, he makes the deer to calve. In other words, it just gives birth, boom, just like this. And strips the forest bare. And then in verse 10, this is only found, verse 10 is the only reference in the whole of the Old Testament to this. And it says, the Lord sat as king at the flood. Notice it's the definite article. It's not a flood, it's the flood. And so this is obviously referring to the flood of Noah. And it's a great way to end this because remember what he's talking about here. He's talking about nature. He's using all these different aspects of nature, thunder, lightning, trees, animals. And of course, now you have really one of the greatest displays of God in nature, which was the flood. And he says, the Lord sits as king forever. He has power. This is the flood represents power and judgment and mercy, all wrapped into one. It's the power of God to cause the earth to flood, right? Extreme expanse of the waters. Judgment as he judges the earth, but mercy as he saves the animals and saves Noah's family. It's this really perfect picture of God. He's the God of justice. He's the God of mercy. He's the God of judgment. He is the God of power. All wrapped up here, and he closes his thought with the flood. And so again, remember David, usually he generally ends with a charge to the people. And he says, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless the people with peace, with shalom. The actual phrase is actually, may the Lord bless. So it's a prayer for the people in this place. And that's what it does. And going back to what I said earlier, such great comfort the Lord gives, especially to little children that are going through a storm. And remember, it was the early church that said, you know, children, this is the Lord. This is God, and his voice is powerful and mighty and all these wonderful things. Okay, so let's close our eyes. Beautiful psalm. The voice of the Lord. So let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Are you going through a storm? Is there lightning and does it seem like everything is breaking all around you? Let his voice sustain you. Let his mercy wrap his arms around you. It's the Lord. He thunders over the waters. The voice is like many waters. Let him soothe you with his love. And as we sing before the Lord, I just want to really encourage you to find refuge and safety in the rock, our refuge and our strength.
Amazing God. storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun and gave swords to its light? Yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. Indescribable. Indescribable. Uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. Indescribable, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
Amen. Good choice, Pinate. Let's pray this morning. Let's ascribe to the Lord. Let's acknowledge His supremacy. Let's acknowledge His deity. Right? He is God and we are not. At the same time, let's bend our will. Let's bend our will, let's bend our body to His will. Let's be the little puppy that adores the Master, that's waiting for the word from the Master to do His will. Let's pray this morning. just pray over our family members, for our church that are dealing with cancer, going through therapies and surgeries. And let's pray for God's healing word. Community that are bound with you illness, but also needs to meet with Jesus. And let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Pray for our community dealing with a non-cancer related illness, and let's pray for God's healing word. Community looking for work, let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Pray over Hong Kong. Let's pray over our government. Let's pray that they would walk in wisdom. Pray over, we heard the message on Sunday. Let's continue to pray over the wealth gap, that the Lord would intervene, that people would begin to move in generosity. Let's pray for revival in the land. Let's lift up churches, lift up our friends' ministry, sports services, Shanty, YWAM, Stand Asia, Sons and Daughters, Mother's Choice. Pray for the Korean church, students, domestic helpers, and families in distress. So let's lift up. Thank you. Let's cover our staff. Let's pray for God's grace. Pray for a unity. Pray for a diligent heart that seeks after Him. Let's pray that we will work well together. Hospitality ministries. I pray for welcoming and barista. Let's ask the Lord to continue to use them, particularly our welcoming ministries. Barista's on hold. Well, let's just pray that they would be the welcome face and the warm smile and the greeting to all of our members that come. They would feel welcome. Let's lift up our worship, sound, and AV teams. Let's pray that our worship as a church would be glorifying to Him, that we would acknowledge His supremacy, and we would bend our will to Him. Let's pray that the songs that we sing, the attitude of our leaders would be pleasing to Him. And let's lift up our sound and AV, that they would be mastering our equipment and really create an atmosphere where that we can step into the presence of the Lord. Let's lift up. House churches tonight, Chai Tea, First Street, Fontana, Hopewell, House to House, K House, Old Peak Road, and Princeton. Let's pray for the presence of the Lord to be present as we discuss and share what God taught us through the message. Let's pray for our leaders and our hosts that they would lead well. Lastly, let's continue to lift up our pregnant women. Let's pray for Vivian in Belgium right now. Pray for Catherine, Kathleen, Eunice, Monica, Eling, Vicky, and a few other of the women. Let's also lift up some of our ladies that want to get pregnant and are unable to. Let's pray for God's grace over them as well. This morning, Father, we thank You. Thank You that Your voice thunders, God, thunders over the waters. Lord, that Your voice breaks the cedars of Lebanon, God. Lord, Your voice causes, Lord, the deer, the calf, God. Your voice is powerful. Father, help us to be in tune with You, God, and to Your voice. Lord, we want to ascribe to You. We want to worship You, God. We want to acknowledge Your greatness. And we want to bend our will to your will, God. So would you continue to teach us, Lord, as we pray, as we seek your face, God. Teach us to truly worship you. Oh, we thank you. We do pray for some in our churches, God, that may feel like they're in a storm. Lord, let them know that you are there. You are the King of the flood. Watch over them, God. Comfort them. Rescue them, God. Bless them. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you tomorrow.